When you started making music, you were an all-girl band. And at this time, did you have that Riot Girl movement or thing on your mind? Were you interested in female punk underground music?
Yes. Yes, because we were teenagers. Not because, but we were teenagers. And we were like 15 years old. And we were a big fan of Le Tigre, because maybe we were too young to listen to Bikini Kill first. It came after. And we were a big fan of Yeah and stuff like that. So, yes, we wanted to be an all-girl band. And also because our friends, boyfriends, had a
Already a band?
yes,
Already band?
they had rock bands, and so we wanted to do the same, but from our own. Yes.
But now you're not an all-girl band anymore. How
No,
come?
no. There is Guillaume now.
Or is he a girl? I don't know.
No,
Guillaume.
he's not. He's not
And
a girl.
yes, and we think it's cool because when you are just a girl band, you're always
Associated.
yes, associated as a Riot Girl band. And sometimes it's just bigger than the music you play, you know? So you can play any kind of music, you will always be just Riot Girl band, girl band, and stuff like that. And somehow it's cool to have Guillaume and just to show that, I don't know, we play music too and we can be a mixed,
We
mixed band.
did many shows with other girls band, and it wasn't like really connected for the kind of music, and so it didn't fit. And
Sometimes, yes, it's. I think it's weird. I don't know how to say it. Dérangeant. Yes.
Annoying.
But, yes, it's
Disturbing.
disturbing, but it's not because we have Guillaume that we are not invested in feminist movement and stuff like that. I mean, yes.
So at least he's got to be also some kind of feminist in your
Yes,
band.
yes, of course.
Is your music or the band project, is it a full-time job for you? Or can you live from this?
We are trying to live with a decibel, but
Not
and
yet,
yeah,
but
it's not
it's not
it's
happening.
difficult, but I think we next year we will live with it.
Because you have a good label or
No, not because of the label, but because of the booking agency, and because we tour a lot, and so in France we have a lot. We are very lucky because there is a statue for the musicians, artists, and so you can live and you can have money every month for your shows. So it's cool.
It's a lot of paper stuff and
administration
yes,
sucks.
it's kind of complicated, but it's possible.
And you have to do a lot of shows.
Yes.
Okay. But the resonance, the interest is big in France at least?
Not as big as in Germany.
Really? Yeah.
Yes, but this is our goal for this year. So we hope that people are gonna listen to us. And we made an album only in French, so maybe it can
Okay.
be more interesting. I don't know.
Is this the reason, the
No,
language?
no, it's not. But
we wrote many songs in French, and we have all the time songs in French in our album. So, but yeah, this time it was it's cool to do it because we like it, and
yes.
we.
It can be more personal and in French.
It's. Finally, it was easier for us to write in French
Yes. Okay,
because we are
sorry.
French.
Sorry for German. And
But yeah, I don't know how important the lyrics are, but I think you make quite loud music and the
Yes.
sound is maybe more important, I don't know, than the lyrics.
I think it was maybe
It
the thing,
depends on the
yeah.
song.
But some songs, some lyrics are important now.
But you don't have that much text, do you? So the songs are quite short and there's not
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
lots
I
of
think
text.
No, I think you can understand the band and what we want to do without the lyrics. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Maybe it's a bonus when you understand it, but
it's
not the main stuff.
Yeah.
The lyrics are more of cool punchlines instead of long poetry. You know?
Yeah, not the long stories.
No.
Yeah. Hitting ones.
So how was the production of this record? It was in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting, in a really famous studio.
Yes, it was in Electrical Audio with Steve Albini. Mm-hmm. And
Pixies, Nirvana.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really exciting.
Decibel.
Now, Decibel.
We decided to record live. And so Steve Albini does it, and it's kind of original processes because it's analogic, and so we wanted to do it more spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yes, and so we know we also know Steve Albini from Shellac because we played some shows with them, and then we're gonna do it next week also. So we knew him, and so all the conditions were reunited to do that. So we said, let's go. It's now or never, I think.
Yeah, and you said that you wanted to do it more, what's the quotation? We wanted to be real, to be closer on reality. So that's what you said before.
Because it's recording live, and so it's more real.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have to record like just the drum, then the bass, then the guitar, and you can move at the first chorus and then to the, you know, it's
It just sounds like
a live concert.
And like
live,
yeah.
It sounds like a live concert. So you can't cheat, so it's cool. Also, you have to assume like how you sound and how you play.
Every
and
little mistakes in the
in
the albums, like okay, we keep it, we keep the track like
as you learn to love it.
Even with the mistakes, and we.
So you have to live with the mistakes or do it again. So that's the decision.
Yes, that's it. Yeah,
and it costs time, of course. You
don't
have
the
time.
We always do some mistakes. Maybe they're not the same, so we just have to accept that.
Okay. Yeah, the record is called Rock Français, and it has a quite interesting cover. And Petra has seen the cover, has some questions.
The new cover, because it's so powerful, a female with big legs, strong arms, and fire comes out of her fingers, and she's breaking the chains, and she's also having a snake around her neck.
Yeah.
And that's a symbol to me for female power.
Yeah.
And there are little persons, I don't know if they are men or whatever it is, and swords grabbing in her legs. So was it your idea, or did you have a person, somebody telling, come on, we want to have this or that, or how come the idea?
We always just collaborate with some artists we like. And so for this one, it's Amina Bojila, and she also made the
Tight
album.
Mm-hmm.
And she has just a very special universe, and we just, we love it. And we just sent her the album and said, okay,
do
what you want. And she sent two...
Yeah, we sent also the lyrics.
The lyrics.
The lyrics, sorry. And
she sent two sketches, and this one was so cool. And I don't know, I think it's cool that we can't explain why it's this woman, and but we love it, and I think it fits really perfectly with the album.
Good woman.
Yeah, it's powerful and rough and true. I don't know, it's cool.
It looks a bit like Indish art. Or it is.
Yeah.
With the colors and the fire.
Yeah, it's
that's right.
Yeah, we can see.
Or like a Kama Sutra.
Yeah, it's true. Mm.
Right.
Maybe because of the point here on her chin a little bit.
Mm.
or Chinese art, I don't know, yeah. So from Asia.
Yeah, it's weird and beautiful, I don't know.
We love it.
Yes.
But yeah, the symbols are strong, but it wasn't like we didn't decide it to.
Yeah.
We didn't say to her like at this we want to say this
we
and this.
We want a woman or something.
It was like free. Do what you want and it fits. So great.
But how does she explain why she did it like exactly like this?
She didn't explain.
No, she.
We didn't ask her. Like
yeah.
You make your interpretation, and
yeah.
I think it's great.
And what is your interpretation?
Big woman breaking chains. I don't know.
It's a description.
Yeah, it's.
Interpretation.
I don't know. It's like she's. I think she's. She comes out of a box.
Mm-hmm.
So
out of a box.
She's
yeah.
just
getting free liberty. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And how do you say? Assuming.
Yeah. Assuming
herself. Yes, that's. I see that like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's accepting herself and.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
the
like
word.
It's like she's coming out and going forward.
Yes.
And nothing can stop her.
Assuming. Yes.
It
yes.
She's
how
going
it
forward.
Where
she is
and.
And
yeah.
And
she's
good. Exactly.
With all the I don't know. I mean, she's not like the perfect type of body we can see everywhere, but. Like the album was not perfect, so it's good.
Maybe she has eaten her ex, mangé son ex. What is a title of the record?
She, that. She did, or she's gonna do it. So watch out.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about some songs a bit later. First of all, the title of the record again, rock français. Yeah, rock français. It's so general, isn't it? So
yes.
It's such a huge range of music in general, and rock français. I
yeah.
don't know.
And it's not a really genre of music. Like, it doesn't make
like
any sense.
Punk, emo punk, or so. It's so general. I mean, there's as well really really bad rock music, and as well really
yes.
nasty. Stupid
yes.
man making rock music. So why this title?
But first, it's because
it's rock.
It was fun. It was
a joke.
It's a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Okay, we are making rock music. Yeah,
it's yeah.
It's in French.
When people are asking, what's your kind of music? What are you playing? Okay, rock français. We do rock français.
It's also. I think we are not famous enough, but to like reinvent the genre,
yeah.
the code of rock français.
Mm-hmm.
Like now it's not like weird band like Indochine and stuff
mm-hmm.
that we have. It's also fun
yeah.
to say that we are doing rock français because we sing in French, we make some rock music. So
yeah.
It's a bit
yeah.
it's a lame. But
we don't know really what rock français so. No, we can say that en français is décibel.
Okay. That's cool. So it's not the, or is it the answer on yeah on this male-dominated rock music, or are you the female answer on this whole testosterone stuff on stage?
Fair, we didn't think about this. We didn't when we
yeah.
thought
no.
about rock français, but it
but
can be.
Yeah.
Why not? Now we can say.
Hello. Yeah, but I guess it's the same problem in France, like everywhere, with bands or female artists on stage, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean,
it's
I've seen the lineup in Colmar for over, so it's a huge music festival nearby, and there's not one only female act this year.
Yeah.
And it's so
yes.
it's impossible.
Yeah,
like
it's really impossible.
Yes, yes, it's very sad.
Right.
So is it the same in your environment as well? So where are you?
Yes,
you're around.
I think so.
Oh, of course.
I think we are kind of lucky because we are playing with some cool bands, and there are. I think sometimes there are not sometimes, but often there are. Girls and women in bands, so I think we are lucky because we know it's not like that in the world. But no, it's true, and I think it's sad. And yesterday we were playing at the L'Eco Mio festival.
Yeah, in Stuttgart.
In Stuttgart. Mm. And there were like six bands or seven. Yeah. And maybe they were just another
band with a girl.
Yes,
just
but
one girl.
Mm. It's true that it's really, yes, it was a bit weird, like the ambience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's sad, but I hope it's gonna change. So
yeah.
I think it's changing, but
very slowly. Yes.
In a
but it is, but sometimes we don't know if the reasons are good, like if the promoters are adding more females just to...
Because it's female?
Yes, because it's female, mm-hmm. and because we are like saying them to do so, or if they are doing it because...
they like the music?
We don't know.
That would be great if there was just like one big festival. Like in every big festival, there is like 50-50 everywhere and without trying to make the effort, you know, like mm-hmm. if normally, mm-hmm. but maybe in some decades or so.
Yeah, but I think you have to go on working on it, and you
yes.
have to talk about it.
Yes,
I mean,
true.
If you are on such a festival, just ask. So
yeah. Why?
And
why?
Yes, and I think
that's
he
right.
also it's because we have, I mean, girls, women have to make more music, also have to just
assume
take their instruments and make a lot of bands, so people won't have to search for some kind of music. It would be like just mm-hmm. normal.
But actually there is a lot female voices and women's singing, and I always wonder when you go to the studio, there's a producer, or when you do a sound check, so the responsible person is most of the time a guy, a boy,
yeah, the
isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's like in the sound world, you know, like... If you are looking for girl sound technician, it's very sad because there is not a lot of girl who are doing this this work, and it's the same for like a music composer or band or yeah, you have a lot of singer.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, it's true.
So. Did it also happen to you that you come to a place and there are so many men and they don't trust your skills because you're a woman?
Mm.
and they say, where's the responsible guy from your band? Now you have one.
No.
It happened. It happened. Like maybe when we were
younger
and we were not as confident as we are
now.
But now it doesn't happen anymore. I think it's cool. Maybe we're all lucky, but not anymore.
Yeah,
I can say.
That's true.
And I think also we grow in a nice scene for us, a nice punk scene, and we do a lot of festivals who are like how do you say? Feminist and stuff like that. Also,
yeah.
I mean, this is our scene, so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't really represent the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like we are lucky.
But if a guy from the venue comes directly to me, I just don't answer. Just no, not me.
No, but yesterday the guy were looking for the drummer. I remember.
Yeah.
And he asked
Simon,
who is our sound engineer, and you.
Yeah.
And when he saw me, he was like, where is the drummer? And I was like, it's me. So no, sometimes it happens. It's not really,
Yeah, maybe it's quite normal to sing as a girl, but
yes.
not to play the drums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. It's really
cool. Okay. Mm.
And so when it happens, it's like wonderful. And
mm-hmm.
this is also kind of ridiculous, you know, that's the...
Or, you know, we have, like, after the show, many times people are, like, telling to Fanny, oh, you are hitting like a man, like a man. And
yeah, it sounds like that's what they are saying.
It makes
it's
us so
angry. It's, like, fantastic. And it's
wow.
too much, you know, like, it's...
Is that a compliment?
We don't really know it yet. They want to say a compliment, but
you are so good for a girl.
I can hit you like a man if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe one or two songs on the record. Really, really interesting titles you chose. Really cool. For example, Manger Insomnex. like the... I just researched the French expression, La Montre Religieuse.
C'est la vrai? Montre Religieuse, oui? Yes.
Qui mange son ex.
Yes.
un peu agressif.
It was a breakup song, but then...
Okay.
It is a breakup song, but then we wanted to add the absurdity of...
I don't know if you know the film Grave.
Yeah.
Grave. It's a French movie.
Schwer, like grave. Hard, like...
Hard, yeah.
Grave. Yeah, I don't know.
Great.
Who's the director?
Sorry.
It's a girl.
It's a woman, and Shitty, I don't remember her name. But
okay,
if you can watch it, it's it's about some kind of a girl.
Julia Ducournau.
Yes, Julia Ducournau.
Julia Ducournau.
And she eats everybody, so yeah. It's a cool
so
cool
it's a metaphor. Of course.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Anyway.
Yeah, and I thought if you eat up your lovers, then of course you have to masturbate more. So it's a problem. But then you have this song J'aime trop mon clito.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But can you ever love your clito too much? I mean,
It's not too much.
Never.
It's like I really, really like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
French, it's like, more like I love
it.
You can't love too much yourself, I think.
Yeah. But it's not in that sense. Yes, it's
I hardly
love it.
I don't know. Then it makes completely sense. So it's just mange ton ex et j'aime trop ton clito. Okay. Yeah. Now question is answered. Except you want to tell me more about the idea of loving the clitoris?
I think that everything is in the title. Yeah, because the lyrics are not very more developed than that. Mm. But no, it's just a song about clitoris because we think it deserves a song.
Yeah.
It's I don't know the word in English. A nod.
A hymn. Hymn?
Yes, yeah. Something like that.
Anthem, sorry, anthem.
Yes, anthem.
Anthem, okay. Maybe one day we will sing it.
Yeah!
celebrate the clit.
But there was also another song I was interested in because I love Cherry Glazer. And I heard it in one of your songs.
Oh.
I heard something.
Is it Derrière?
Yeah. And I love it because it was exactly the same, the sound of the guitar was so close. It was, I don't know if it's really, the rhythm is just a little bit faster.
Yeah, I think it's just the the riff, the guitar riff.
Yeah.
And it's like the rhythm of the riff
guitar
and
riff the drum riff kind of had a resemblance. But
We know it. And
we assumed
it's on purpose. So yes, we can't hide it. We love
cool.
Cherry Glazer.
We love you, Cherry Glazer.
There's one song called SPM or SPM. What does it mean?
It's a PMS. Premenstrual syndrome.
Yeah, that was my first
In French, it's SPM.
Okay. So it has a lot to do with vagina, the whole record, and with Cherry Glazer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the first one of our first songs were Bloody Bloody Wifi Scuzzy. I don't know if you saw it.
I saw on YouTube.
It was like
about period.
Yeah.
It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We were like 18, so I think it's a. A theme, like
okay,
comes
the
back.
Red line,
yes,
the so-called
yes.
Red line, yeah,
yes. Somehow we
all the things deserve song.
We have to song about it.
Yes,
so it's a kind of about premenstrual syndrome and witchcraft, something like that. It's like a mix.
Okay,
metaphor,
and it fits
like,
to the cover as well.
Yes,
but the woman on the cover doesn't have a vagina. Well, there's nothing.
It's true
that
she didn't
nothing
put
at
the
all.
The line.
Just the line.
Because she's wearing the short. the bicycle shot.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
but
okay.
We she doesn't have a camento.
Yeah.
Maybe she's wearing those.
Maybe you can, when you sign the record, just...
Yes, just add it.
Oh,
it's a
nice
it's
idea.
A
good idea.
Try maybe. Maybe so tonight.
Okay. So it's fun. That's for me. You have some questions?
No,
Petra?
I'm fine.
Okay. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
Thanks
to you. I hope
Dankeschön.